Well, Brad Moore, congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
Your experience with theater is well-rounded. I mean, it's acting, directing, it's writing, it's creating multimedia things, it's multimedia performances, it's writing and performing radio plays. I mean, it's all over the place, and which is wonderful. And it covers 40 years. Talk about when you first knew theater and the performing arts were where you wanted to be.
Well, you know, it's funny. As a very young child, my mother and my sister and I would sit around and we made puppets out of felt. And we started making the puppets into specific characters. Mm-hmm. And then somehow, I must have been 10 at the time at the most. This was in Evergreen, Colorado.
Okay.
And I worked out a deal where we rented a room in an old stagecoach inn called the Stewart Inn. And we rented a room, and on Saturdays, we'd stay up, pop popcorn the mm-hmm. night before, and make Kool-Aid and all that kind of stuff. And then we'd go down on Saturdays, and all the neighborhood kids would come in. And, I mean, I think admission was 2 cents, and mm-hmm. popcorn was, you know,
a
3 cents, or
mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever yeah. it was. And so we would do these puppet shows every Saturday.
Let's have a show.
Yeah. You know, my uncle's got a barn. But anyway, it was just really kind of funny. And I mean, I never thought of that as being sort of an entry into that.
Uh-huh.
I was more involved with music. I, you know, I played an instrument and mm-hmm. I, you know, that kind of thing. I didn't sing because I was a boy. And so, of course, I'm not going to sing.
Oh.
And then when we moved to Aspen, there was an organization in town. It was a bunch of professors from Northwestern University oh. who would come to Aspen for the summer. And they put together this program called the Aspen Theater Institute. And it was basically what some people now call a theater camp. Mm-hmm. But it was a summer theater program for young people. And there were people from all over because of the Physics Institute and the Aspen Institute
sure.
for Humanistic Studies and Music Festival. I mean, all that kind of stuff. There were all these people in town.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother designed the brochure, and she came home. I was ripe old age of 13, and she came home and said, well, as part of her fee for designing this brochure, she got free tuition from my sister and I to attend this theater camp. Well, I was not happy.
You weren't?
I said,
after
absolutely
all those puppet
not.
Shows?
Yeah, isn't that funny? After all those puppet shows, mm-hmm. it's like, no, I will not. No, absolutely not. Nope,
oh my
nope,
gosh.
Will not go. I'm sorry. You know, do something else, whatever you want to do. I will not go. Well,
oh my gosh, that's
she won
surprising.
Out, and after the first day, I was hooked.
Oh, okay.
I had to stand up in front of everybody on the very first day and sing an audition, and I was petrified because, of course, I can't sing.
What did you sing? Do you remember?
I don't remember what I sang, but it probably was something from The Wizard of Oz because I ended up playing the Tin Man.
Oh.
In The Wizard of Oz that
okay.
summer based on that audition. So it was probably something from that. I don't know. Anyway, you know, after that, I was hooked. I mean, I made lifelong friends there mm-hmm. and have just been so involved. And because of that experience, then I was actually able to go out to study theater between my junior and senior year of high school mm-hmm. At Northwestern.
Oh.
And that's when I decided that I was not going to be a musician, okay. that I was going to major in theater and that sort of thing.
He just didn't want to go, and then he
didn't,
was hooked.
Didn't want to go, and then, yeah.
That's
yeah.
amazing. You know, you've had chances, Brad Moore, I'm sure, to go to bigger stages, literally and figuratively, with your work. Why stick with community theater and teaching?
My career changed. My career was now I'm a dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And hopefully I get to support that career by doing theater.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, an interesting thing, we had a cast party for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest not too long ago.
Just recently?
Yeah. And there was a gentleman who's been involved with the program for a while. He came up to me at this cast party and said, Brad, I really need you to know that you've changed my life.
Wow.
And I said, what? And he says, no, I'm really serious now. I said, well, I can tell, and thank you. But, you know, he said, you've given me some really important opportunities, and you've given me the support to follow through this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because right after that, one of my younger students came up to me and said, "Why are you here?" Mm-hmm. He said, I've seen all the pictures in the booth. The booth is where my office is. Mm-hmm. And I have a picture of me with George Burns on his 96th birthday. And I have pictures of me with Donald O'Connor and Debbie Reynolds and, wow. you know, and signed pictures from different mm-hmm. people that I've worked with. And he said, "Why are you here? Why aren't you somewhere else?" And the gentleman that had just said I changed life was still standing there. And I said, "Because of that."
Okay.
I mean, film credits would be really wonderful, but it's being a part of someone's life mm-hmm. and having a positive impact on somebody's life. That's what means something to me.